There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Here's some other stuff to talk about. You know, the story that's been dominant for the last, well, certainly the last few days, probably longer, is, it's the dominant story, is the publishing of Michael Wolff's Fire and Fury inside the Trump White House story. It's worth kind of recapping kind of the main events, I suppose, to this. President Trump has denied ever giving an interview to Michael Wolff. He then blamed his former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, for giving Michael Wolff unfettered access to the West Wing, which has been much talked about. In a series of tweets written at the Camp David presidential retreat, the president accused the Democrats and, of course, the media for conspiring to raise questions about his mental capacity. He also says the US should have tougher libel laws to prevent books like Fire and Fury from being published, which is perhaps one of the more contentious tweets over the last few days. It has become a bestseller, of course. And President Trump is also pushing back against claims that he is, as has been much put forward over the last few days, questions over his mental stability, and has called himself, of course, a real stable genius. That's one of the quotes that has stood out to most of us over this story. Let's hear now from our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
Fire and Fury is completely sold out across America on this, only its first weekend in the bookshops. President Trump called it a work of fiction and said it shouldn't be allowed.
The libel laws are very weak in this country. If they were strong, it would be very helpful.
He again denied being interviewed by Michael Wolff and defended his mental faculties after a series of dawn tweets asserting that he's a genius again raised questions about them.
That's Simon Marks reporting. Just a quick recap of what has happened so far in the story of the publishing of Fire and Fury, the Inside the Trump White House story, a West Wing bestseller, I think I was
trying
to say.
Easy for you to say.
Probably. Yeah, there you go. That's one story that's worth recapping, I think. Golden Globes happening overnight?
Yeah, they are happening overnight, and it's kind of one of the big ones of award season. January is sort of going into award season. Oscar's probably the biggest, but Golden Globes, precursor to that, and obviously still really, really coveted by the actors and actresses. Tom Urquhart's over there. He has been filing for us from there, letting us know what's happening. And I think, you know, the big story is, with all this scandal, the Harvey Weinstein, there's one movement where they're saying a lot of women will be coming out wearing black dresses. They say that for stylists in LA, there's been a massive shortage of black dresses because lots of women are wanting to make this silent campaign and make the silent statement of wearing black in support of other women in the industry. So be interesting to see if that happens. But lots of women have said, sorry, if we're talking about female freedom, empowerment, why on earth should we wear black? Surely we should send out a strong message saying, wear whatever you want, be yourself, because that's what people are fighting for.
I've got to say, that's not the greatest protest of all time. I'm for the protest. I think that's a good thing, and things need to change. But wearing a black dress to a big do, it's not making a great statement, is it?
Yeah, well, that's the argument, isn't it? Whether,
for sure.
Whether this wearing a black dress thing will have taken off, and if it does, who's joined in, who hasn't joined in, why haven't they joined in? So I think that is going to be the story.
All right, that starts, what is it, 5 o'clock local time, which is what, 5 o'clock in the morning tomorrow morning, isn't it? So I suppose we'll have some winners and losers by tomorrow afternoon. What else have you been looking at today, NLT?
Well, this story I saved, I didn't save it because it only happened today, but I saw this and thought of you. You've been in Glasgow, you've spent a bit of time there. So Xena, there's something that they make in Glasgow, and I just wondered if you'd ever heard of it. Mm-hmm. It's a drink. Called Iron Brew.
Oh, I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a popular soda brand?
Yes, it's an orange soda brand.
Yeah.
And I loved it. As a child, I absolutely loved it. And a few people don't like it, but it's quite beloved. If you like it, Xena, you're quite passionate about it. Anyway, the makers are changing the formula of the product to cut the sugar content, and they're halving it, which is what a lot of companies are doing, reducing sugar, reducing salt, that kind of thing. So the makers obviously think they're doing this as part of a sugar reduction program, they call it, by AG Barr. And it's ahead of a government levy like we have here on sugary drinks. And then there's been a petition. Tim.
I know. I've been reading about this. It's a big story in Scotland. It's headline
huge.
News.
Yeah. It's huge. where you've been. 6,000 signatures on this Hands Off Our Iron Brew petition. Imagine being so passionate about soda that you want to sign a petition. And basically, they're cutting it. The firm announced that they were cutting the sugar content, and people are just absolutely outraged. This story on one website had over 600 comments underneath it.
It's a really interesting thing, this, though. I'm fine with it. I like cola stuff and sodas as much as anybody. I'm not that bothered about Iron Brew, but it's almost part of national identity. There, it's almost part of your Scottishness, and I know that's kind of overplaying. It sounds a bit corny, but it almost is. It's very important to people, and you know, there's a certain amount of pride for things that you believe have been invented where you're from. Although even that's disputed. Somebody said it was American. I don't know if they're still alive, but anyway, that's fine. But it's made of girders, made of iron girders.
It's
not really, but that's what they say, don't worry.
The adverts say that, but I think it's one of those things that if you've loved something growing up and then it suddenly changes, you think that's not right. You can't mess with that. You shouldn't mess with it. And I'm outraged too. I haven't signed the petition, but I mean,
are you thinking about signing?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Are you really?
Yeah, because I really like it.
Okay, it's very sweet.
It is very sweet.
You can buy it here, Iron Brew.
It's an occasional drink. It's not something I would have all the time. I kind of want to fight this. I think it's wrong, and I thought you would join in with me too.
I'm there with you. You be Mel Gibson, and I'll be whatever her name was in Hoisting the Skirts, running after you in the battlefield.
I'm the tough one then.
Yeah, you're at the front. They may take our Iron Brew, but they'll never take whatever.
Yeah, they can't take our
Iron
Brew.
Good for you. You start a crusade. What do you think, Z?
Yeah, I want to taste it before they make changes.
Well, we're running out of time. Yeah. We should have got Tim to bring you some back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I'll try and get you some. You can buy it in town, but don't buy the diet one, by the way.
No, this is the problem.
Never, ever.
This is the problem. So they're going to make it more like the diet one, and that's why people are outraged. Yeah. It doesn't matter whether you've ever heard of Iron Brew or not, if you've even ever tasted it. The issue at hand is don't mess with something that's so good when it's fine as it is.
Yeah, people don't like change, do they? All right, then. And by the way, in other news, Sydney is sweltering. 47.3 degrees, the hottest place on Earth at one point today it was as well.
Oh, one more thing.
Oh, okay.
Just very quickly. Did you see the photo of the British royal family on the 25th of December? On Christmas Day, they went out as a family, and this lady used her iPhone to take a picture of Kate Middleton, Prince William and Harry and Meghan Markle, and they were called the Fab Four.
Right.
And this woman took a photo on her iPhone, and it was used by outlets all over the world. And she's made enough money to put her daughter through university from this iPhone picture, because she was the only person that got this shot of all four of them.
That's brilliant. Fair play to her. All right, then.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.